We are back in the book of Exodus, and chapter 12 is the Passover. This event will be remembered and commemorated for the rest of the Bible and the rest of history. Jews celebrate it to this day, and Jesus' last meal before he was crucified was the Passover. That was no coincidence. So what makes this day so important?
We left off with God's promise of the final plague in Egypt, death of the firstborn. The Lord declared that death will make no distinction from the greatest to the least in Egypt. But then, death will make a distinction between Egypt and Israel. But why? Why will death pass over the Israelites?
The answer to that question will prove both simple and elaborate. It's simple, the blood of the Lamb. But it's elaborate. A week-long feast with precise directions must be held every year so that it is never forgotten. And with that, God makes it quite clear that whatever truths this chapter holds, they are tremendously important for us to remember.
If you've got something that'll make death pass you by, I'd say that's worth remembering.
This also happens to be the first Bible story that really grabbed my attention when I was a curious agnostic. So let's dig in. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "This month is to be for you the first month of your year."
So if it wasn't big enough already, God has the Israelites change their entire calendar around this event. This will mark the new beginning. It's around March or April on our calendar, and on day 10, every man must select a lamb for his family, one for each household.
God's instructions that follow are precise and detailed. One lamb per household. Smaller families join together. The lambs must be a year-old male without defect, a sheep or goat. By the way, first year might also be translated firstborn.
In verse 6, after the lamb is selected, on the 10th day, each family is to care for it until the 14th day, when all members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight.
Verse 7, then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. That same night they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire, along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast.
The instruction continues, don't boil it, don't eat it raw, only roast it, eat it all, anything left must be burned. And in verse 11, this is how you are to eat it, with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
Verse 12, on the same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals. And I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt.
And those are the instructions for Passover. The blood of a lamb placed on the door frames will be a sign. When God sees the blood, he will pass them by. But what does it all mean?
In verse 14, the Lord instructs Moses, "This is a day you are to commemorate. For the generations to come, you shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord."
For the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Israelites are to eat bread without yeast all week. On the first day, remove all yeast from your houses. This is more than just spring cleaning. Anyone who eats yeast is to be cut off from Israel. And a sacred assembly on the first and again on the seventh day, and no work.
So the Lord sets two annual festivals back to back. First is the Passover feast from the 10th to the 14th. Then the Feast of Unleavened Bread from the 14th to the 21st, so that all this will be remembered. So the directions are clear, and in verse 21, Moses summons the elders to tell them, "Go at once and select the animals for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it into the blood in the basin, and put some of the blood on the top and on both sides of the doorframe. none of you shall go out of the door of your house until morning.
It's going down tonight. Go now. Slaughter the lamb. Get the blood on the doorposts and get inside. Verse 23, when the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and sides of the doorframe and will pass over that doorway, and he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down.
And Moses also delivers the instruction for the annual feast. And in verse 26, when your children ask you, what does this ceremony mean to you? Then tell them, it is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord, who passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt and spared our homes when he struck down the Egyptians. And that is the great question. What does this ceremony mean?
The Israelites did just what the Lord commanded. In verse 29, at midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on the throne to the firstborn of the prisoner who is in the dungeon, and the firstborn of all the livestock as well. Pharaoh and all his officials and all the Egyptians got up during the night, and there was loud wailing in Egypt, for there was not a house without someone dead.
And so death came to Egypt, and death passed over the Israelites. I think it is right for us to take pause here and take it in. We often insulate our hearts to death in movies and stories, but the presence of death ought to stop us, ought to put the fear of God in us, like a bugle sounding out taps at a memorial. We ought to be reminded that death will come for all of us.
And for the Israelites, God wants them to be reminded every year that when death came, they were passed over. Not because they were good, not because they deserved it, but for just one reason, the blood of a lamb.
And that one phenomenal truth, that curious instruction from the Creator, brings us to the very heart of the whole Bible, saved from death by the blood of a lamb. It harkens us back to Genesis, when Abraham was called to sacrifice his son Isaac, until God provided a lamb to take Isaac's place. He was saved from death by a lamb. Now the blood of a lamb saves all Israel. And this one truth is to be commemorated annually. More than a millennium later, Jesus would be crucified on Passover. In fact, Jesus was introduced to the world by John the Baptist with the words, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." That phrase, "the Lamb of God," is exactly what they call the Passover Lamb. And all the way in Revelation, we find the tribulation martyrs triumph over Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
The story of the Lamb spans the Bible from beginning to end, and every detail here has meaning. But let's hold off on all that for a moment. There's so much here. We'll come back tomorrow to find the meaning. For today, read the story just as it is. Take it all in. Feel the intensity. And we'll meet you back here for Exodus 12, Part 2.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.